To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its sponsors, Christy Doherty and Mia Hansen Aloha, and our very special super subscriber sponsor, Miss Madonna Hines, Madge with a sexy J. We love you, girls. Hello, and welcome to the Watch What Crappens podcast, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam from Trash Talk TV and the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills audiobooks on iTunes, and I'm here with the gorgeous, talented, very thin-faced Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banter Blender. Hello, Ben.
I'm sorry, I still have a tear in my eye from last night's beautiful, beautiful wedding ceremony. Excuse me.
I very still have up. A tear in my eye from watching Shay get his drug supply money cut off. It's like, that poor guy, what's he going to do?
Oh, what's she going to do? What's she going to do when Sheena comes for you?
He didn't even take that opportunity to get a busboy job. I mean, he had years.
Years and years. Oh, well. Hi, everyone. Hi.
Yeah, wow, today is Tuesday. All Pump Rules.
Season finale edition. So excited. By the way, next Tuesday, our friend Marcos Luevenos is coming on to talk Vanderpump Rules reunion. So everyone get excited for Marcos because he's an angel walking on this earth. He is an angel. We love Marcos. And I'm like loving Bravo this week. This was it should not have been a hilarious episode, but it was hilarious. Hilarious season finale. Always.
It always is, and it's really fun because this one, everybody was in a super good mood because they were at a wedding, and so they felt like they had to make up. So there were all these like making up moments, which didn't last past that day.
Let's also not forget that they were also super happy that DJ James Kennedy wasn't there, or Lala.
I'm certainly not very happy about that.
I wasn't.
What the hell? Well, I needed some Buddha Bar remixes of like a Paris running cinematic moment. Mixed with like some La overdubs. What the hell? I think they just couldn't bring him in because they had spent so much money they couldn't afford a pizza oven for him to stand in front of.
Well, he may have had a long-standing date with Raquel's family up in Thousand Oaks. Raquel and her mother. Come, Timmy!
So someone posted a picture last week of Lisa Vanderpump's dress from the back, which we didn't see, and it looks like she's naked. It looks like a completely see-through dress, and I was like, "Oh no, girl!" But it wasn't.
Okay,
it was just white. So I think it just looked pasty. But
I liked that Lisa Vanderpump wore her most mournful brown dress to this occasion.
She wore what they used to wear in Salem when they were getting burned as witches.
Yeah. I think she was ready to release some sort of puritanical justice at that moment.
Yeah, that was like a Salem witch trial quinceañera dress, you know?
Yeah. It's bad when she doesn't, you know, make an excuse to wear pink. You know it's really bad.
Well, for some reason she's kind of coming away from that, haven't you noticed? Like lately this season she's worn pink a little bit, but she's in a lot of black.
Yeah.
This season her thing is like see-through lace.
That's true. See-through lace, and she likes wearing a little black vest with a ruffle cuff underneath it.
Yeah, she's
out.
Into black lace and like ruffle cuffs.
Yeah, ruffle cuffs.
It's weird, like
it's
those clown cuffs.
Ruffle cuff.
Yeah,
but no ruffle. Was there a ruffle cuff on this dress? I didn't even notice.
Well, this had those long witchy sleeves, you know, that kind of hang down. That singer. He used to be married to the guy with ball cancer, Lance Armstrong. What's that singer's
Cheryl
name?
Crow.
Sheryl Crow came out with those sleeves that work as like toilet paper as well.
Yes. I do remember that.
Yeah, it's like that.
And you know,
Yeah,
it's
I do
fitting
feel
because you're
like,
going to a Vanderpump Rules wedding, so you know you're going to have to clean up shit at some point.
yeah, I do feel like she needed a flower crown or something, and you know, she and two like maybe like what's her name? Diana and like Natasha, whatever her ladies, her manager ladies, they could all just do a little spring dance, Caroline Fleming style, but around a cauldron, and then the witchcraft could begin. Although I guess she's doing the witch hunt. I can see her doing both the witch hunt and the witchcraft.
We are gathered today to celebrate the marriage of Katie to Satan. Now
Satan's like,
drown her in
blah,
ranch and burn her at the stake.
blah. It'll be delicious. Chef Joe, come try this.
It is kind of funny that Katie got married at a ranch.
Very on the nose. Literally, she probably had ranch on her nose. So the episode begins with the procession, which we saw a little bit of last episode, but this time they did it slow and beautiful like. And so Lisa comes in her witch hunt fabulous gown. And then we just see everyone else coming through. And of course, as we mentioned last week, Lisa got so excited when she saw Butter and Gordo, the two dogs. She's like, puppies!
I feel like that's not what you want to name your dogs when you want to lose weight.
Butter
Butter
and
and
Gordo.
fat.
Yeah. Anyone who lives in Austin probably, when they think of Gordo, they're not thinking of something slimming.
Yeah, my only thought during this procession was, wow, why do poor dogs look so much grosser than rich dogs? Because Lisa's dogs look so nice, and their dogs look so matted and like dirty,
Yeah.
you know?
Well, some people have to go to, you know, Chateau, what was it called? Remember, it was on Tabitha. This is a Bravo reference, actually. It was on Tabitha Takes Over. She Ch Chateau Marmotte.
Oh, God.
Shitty ass dog cleaning place. That's where Katie and Tom have to take theirs too. So.
Chateau Marmotte.
Now, I feel like, did we? T I don't think we talked about it last week, but Katie's dress, I don't know how expensive it was. I feel like someone commented somewhere that it was $15,000. But you know what? Like every time we mention information we sort of got in passing from Twitter or our Facebook feed, there's always someone who comes up and just like absolutely tears us a new one for being so erroneous and not fact checking. So, a totally fact checked list fact. Is that I heard it was $15,000. What do you think about her dress?
Donated, first of all. I don't think she paid for it. I don't think she probably got that donated. I don't know. Wedding dresses, those are one of those things that they're never as little as they look. You know what I mean? Like, they're never as inexpensive as they look because it's a wedding. So they know that you're going to have to buy, they know you're planning on spending 10 grand on that stupid
Right.
dress. So who knows? I was
Yeah.
horrified when my sister got married and I went dress shopping with her to see how much this shit costs. Like, even if you go to that like wedding dress bridal outlet or whatever that store is called, they're still 5 grand, these dresses, and they're made out of, you know, what they use to ship things with in UPS, you know?
Yeah, it is actually shocking how much those things cost. Wait. People.com. She got goosebumps when she tried on her $15,000 wedding dress. Okay, that's people. Okay, everyone, you hear it from people.
Probably because her circulation was cut off.
So I am famously not very sartorially inclined. I'm like bad with fashion. Things that I think are like, oh, that looks pretty good. People are like, that is so off trend. And things that I'm like, oh, that's nasty. People are like, are you kidding me? That is the new Givenchy.
That's
So,
what sartorial means?
well, sartorial means pertaining to clothes.
Oh.
Don't shame me.
I'm not shaming you, I'm shaming English.
Like,
Like,
oh.
what an odd word for that, sartorial.
So the thing is this, my reaction to her dress was, it was like say okay to the dress, like fine. I don't know, it was fine, it was nice.
Say met to the dress.
Say met, it was very say met to the dress.
I
I
thought
thought
it
it was
was
fine.
pretty. I thought she,
Pretty, it's pretty. She looked pretty. She looked gorgeous, of course.
yeah, she looked pretty. And then at the end, when she switched into that other dress, like her party dress, you know,
Yeah.
I thought it was so funny because it's similar. You know, it's like kind of those lace cutout things with
Yeah.
the Las Vegas dancer flesh material. I think that was made for a black woman. I'm just going to say that. Because the flesh, I think, I don't know. I think she got it discounted because it was like not made for her, you know? Mm-hmm. But anyway, right. The short one was similar. But in the back, the pattern, it has this big like teardrop kind of thing coming down right between her legs. I mean, it looks like either a dog with uncut balls. You know those huge dogs with balls that just hang down really low at the dog park?
Oh, they're yeah, so gross. Absolutely. Yeah.
Or like a tampon or something hanging out. But whatever it was embarrassing and hilarious. And I loved that she put that on not even realizing that she had like a big teardrop hanging down from her butthole.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was sort of, I thought it was a little matronly, and it actually reminded me of this glass set that my grandma used to have. She used to have these glasses, like highball glasses, that had gold sort of like overlays on them, but like little peepholes that you could see into the glass. That's what it reminded me of.
So they, you're saying peepholes. I just watched Bates Motel, so now I'm thinking of murder. I'm like, don't get killed, Rihanna, run, girl. We start with their vows, which, you know, neither one of them took any time to write.
Yeah.
Neither one of them had written their vows. And Tom Schwartz posted on her Instagram, which was posted on our Facebook page, his first draft. Do you want me to read it to you?
Sure.
Okay. Before this wedding started, Kilmer said, 48 minutes for the next 48 years of your life. I say, fuck that, all right? Fuck that. Let's go out there and we'll romance the next 48 minutes, and then we'll leave it all out on the dance floor. We have the rest of our lives to be mediocre, but we have the opportunity to dance like gods for the next half hour of this wedding. We can't be afraid to lose. There's no room for, I don't know, at the wedding. If we got out there and didn't romance the shit out of each other, because we are scared, then all we're left with is an excuse. And then in parentheses, dramatic look to Lisa. We're always going to wonder. But if we go out there and give it absolutely everything, that's heroic. Let's be heroes.
Literally makes no sense. I'm glad he scrapped that. I liked how before the vows, Lisa Vanderpump is giving her a little speech. And she's like, you know, just remember that every day you have to say, I love you once a day, never go to sleep angry, and never text with tequila. And everyone's like, ha, 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 ha. I'm like, wow, you actually just took a dig at Katie right there in the middle of her wedding.
Well, both of the, I mean, all of the speeches at the wedding were like, no one can believe we made it. We hated each other 2 days ago, but now we're confident that we'll make it through this. These are the most depressing vows I've ever heard in my life.
I know. And then Lisa goes, just remember, you must support each other when difficult decisions must be made. And the editors literally cut to Shay. I was like, there's a reason why you can't say Shady without Shay.
Oh, Shay.
Stassi's like, this is like the most beautiful wedding I've ever been to ever. Like, who does that? Having a beautiful wedding in the woods.
This is wedding AF.
Vows AF.
Those vows are AF. So Tom's vows. He's like, yeah, well, moved west to achieve my dreams, and that was the best day of my life. And I had a leaky mattress, and I was LA's least eligible bachelor, but when Dodie brought Katie into my room drunk and naked and plopped her into my bed and said, here, keep her. I did, because, you know, she had a job, and she's been paying my rent ever since, so I do.
And when you did mention Dodie, they cut to her, and she's like, woo, 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 woo. Like doing her weird cry.
Her weird Botox cry, which no one who's, like, 40 should have to do yet, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So, so Tom wraps up by saying, 6 years later, I honestly can't imagine not waking up to you every morning. And everyone's crying, and I sort of was expecting him to say, also, you're such a fucking bitch. God.
Didn't he say something in his vows about Jax fucking her for one night? He said something that was kind of quiet, but he's like, she was mine ever since. Well, except for Jax for one night. And I was like, awkward.
I somehow missed that, but that is a little awkward.
Somebody fact check, because I was like, but I was watching live, so I couldn't rewind.
Well, Tom did say, I'm sorry, he actually did not end on that sentiment. He starts saying, like, I feel like we had to tear down our relationship, Bubba, in order to rebuild. I'm like, this is, first of all, downer. Second of all, you only tore it down a week ago, right?
The glue isn't even dry yet.
Yeah, we just barely got all the debris into the dumpster.
Yeah, you guys are basically like a tea set that's broken and then re-glued together, and it's just never the same. And you're
like you haven't
probably
put the tea
die.
In it yet. Yeah. You haven't actually tested it, but once the tea goes in, everything's going to shatter again.
Yay! Well, hey, so then, you know, it's not like the series finale.
And then Schwartz eventually just starts doing this nervous laugh cry. He's like,
he's like,
Sandoval's like wiping his tears on the dog.
I feel like that dog has had worse wiped on it. Poor matted thing. It's like the closest thing to a bath that dog has had. And then Tom Sandoval, of course, is like the woman at the wedding. He's like, oh, this is beautiful, bro. All I can think of is how much I love love, bro.
I love Schwartz. I love Katie. I love love.
So now Katie's vows. She's like, I knew the minute that you were put, that I saw you, that you were put on this planet for me. I had to marry you. Ultimatum or no ultimatum. There's been lots of laughter and tons of tears and gallons of ranch, but we did persevere. We persevered. And I know that was just a misspoken moment, persevere, but it does kind of make sense, you know? It's like we persevered with great fear.
Yeah. Well, you know that there was probably like an addendum to this entire vow that was texted later on that night drunkenly. Like, how come that when I said I do and you said I do, you like took like a beat? Like, I need to be on the same side as you, Bubba.
I just want to be on the same team, Bubba.
So guess what? They get married. And then that's when Katie's like, Tom and I are married as fuck. So, you know, and then it's like montage, photos, cocktail hour, first dance, hugs, kisses, happiness.
Lisa doing her best to not take credit for the entire thing. Every time they said this almost broke down, she was looking like, and then the Savannah pump saved us, darling. All right. You forgot that line. All right. It's coming later. It's coming up. It's coming up.
And then this. Stassi, oddly enough, she's like, I always thought that like me and Jax were the glue that kept this group together, but no, it's Katie and Schwartz that keep the group together. I'm like, if they're the glue, they are that like shitty stick glue that, you know, you have to like you put on behind a picture when you put into a photo album, and then 2 years later you open up your photo album and all your photos fall out.
Yeah, they're like glitter glue. It doesn't fix anything. It just gets everywhere and really serves no purpose.
They're like butt glue. You know, stuff you put on to look pretty for one night at a pageant, and then it just dissolves into nothing.
They're the butt paste that holds this group together. And she's like, Jax and I were just the glue they sniffed.
It's kind of funny, actually.
Yeah. So Kristen and Carter, Kristen's wasted already. And so already Carter, she's making out with Carter by, like, licking his chin. It was really awkward. And she's like, I love when you're, like, drunk and have wedding fever.
Let's get married.
Who doesn't think about getting married at someone else's wedding? Like, seriously? Who doesn't do that?
Seriously? Seriously? Always the bridesmaid, never the bride. Aren't I right, Carter? Her eyes get more emotional when she's drunk at a wedding.
Seriously, I do. I hope we get to see Kristen get married one day.
Do you take this woman to be your wife?
Seriously.
And do you, Carter, take
seriously?
Then the bride and groom may say seriously to each other. Seriously, seriously.
Seriously, AF.
Seriously. Seriously. You may now put the ring on her swiveling shoulder.
Seriously. Does the bride vow to stop hitting herself in the head with her errant shoulder? Seriously? Ow.
Does anyone have any objections to the bride still referring to herself as a catch? And a great girlfriend. Seriously?
the minute I met you, you were wearing a fisherman's hat, and I'm a catch. I knew it was meant to be. Now gut me.
Seriously? Turtle racing afterwards. So we were seeing all these different shots from around the wedding. It's a lot of stuff happening. And this was actually sad. This is when, to me, the Sheena stuff started going from, oh, hilarious foreshadowing to now just sad. She was sitting at a table eating alone, and Shay was sitting somewhere else just doing something. And I was like, ooh, this is just making me feel bad now.
Yeah, this whole episode was basically, they just kept cutting to Sheena going like,
Shay? Shay?
Where's my husband?
Shay?
The buffet starts, and Lisa's like,
there are plenty of waitresses around here. I would not stand in a buffet.
So Peter's like, hey, Stassi, Lisa wants you to make her a dinner plate. And Stassi had that moment, you know, where she stood there like, seriously? And then she was like, you know what? I'm back on TV. Worth it. I'll get the bitch some salmon.
Yeah.
You know, fine.
Exactly.
And
that's
she did
exactly
it,
right.
And it totally worked because by the end, they were like butt dancing together. And Stassi's like, seriously? Are you like the skinniest AF person here, AF? Like, seriously? Oh my God. And Vanderpump's like,
Redemption
that's
AF.
Right, Stassi Schrader.
If only Lisa Rinna knew that all she had to do was make a plate of food for Lisa Vanderpump to get back in her good graces, so much would be solved.
So we get little snippets of the wedding. Jax is like, these pants are tight. Like, I need more dick room.
Yeah, he actually tore his pants, I believe.
Yeah. The season opens and ends with Jack's dick in some way.
Yeah. Sandoval goes up to Lisa Vanderpump and goes, Lisa, you did so well.
You were, like, so good with your vows, bro.
Where's your dog? I need to wipe my eyes again.
She's like,
well, I adore them both, and I hope they have the strength it takes to fight through the awful jungle that their marriage will be.
Way to keep it positive. That's all anybody talks about. They're like, God, this is going to be hard. Good luck, guys.
Pretty much.
So she's telling him,
you want to marry Ariana, don't you? And he's like, oh, yeah, but, like, I've never asked her because, like, she said no, like, 20 times before I even asked her, bro.
And Lisa says,
I was like her. I didn't want to get married or have children. But then I got knocked up in the bathroom of a gay bar and found out the man was rich, and my life has changed forever, Tom.
Speaking of which, do you want to run a restaurant? He's like, whoa,
that's amazing.
Now, she said you're the best bartender we've ever had, you know, which is, I mean, that's huge.
It's also a low bar, no pun intended.
Yeah, it's huge. It's not huge enough to start sopping over.
Oh, the best bartender they've ever had, bro.
It's like, Tom, this day was bigger for Tom than anybody else.
It really was. And it's kind of funny because, you know, Ariana's all up with her bartending book, and here he is getting a bar. I'm sure they'll cause some low-level producer-driven drama for next season.
And she's like, so she offers basically a partnership.
Yeah. She says, I want to partner with you and run this bar with you. And I was thinking about pulling in Tom Schwartz, too, which to me is like, But she's like, well, he can be the public face of it, which I also thought for Tom Sandoval was probably like a, especially after.
It's like, I've been shaving my face since I was 9 years old, and now it's him. His face wins.
Is it because I've got butter on my face? Like literally some of Butter's hair.
He literally smells like a lake, bro. At his own wedding.
But every time Tom and Tom have gone into business, Tom Schwartz has been a total disaster. So I kind of feel like this is not a great idea, but it's also a great storyline for next season.
Yeah, it'll be a fun spinoff.
Yeah. So then we find out, guess what? It's time for this like random Danish tradition where everyone goes up and kisses the bride. So like everyone, like Jax is just like racing to kiss Katie, you know, just to get his lips on any other woman at this point. Just nothing against Brittany. It's just that he hasn't cheated in a long time.
That we know of.
Yeah.
Give it a season.
And Sheena's like, where's Shay? Shay.
Shay, this is like kissing Shay, but like
not at all. Can I do it again?
So after this Danish tradition, which, by the way, congratulations, Bravo, for really, you know, introducing us to a lot of Danish things. You know, between this and Caroline Fleming, we are really learning so much about Denmark. So then it's time for...
to open a Danish shop called Tom Tom.
Tom Tom, Josef Abbeskivers. But we'll call them Tom Toms. So now it's time for Tom Schwartz's brother, one of the triplets, one of the Theodores, to make a speech. So Theodore gets up there and he's like, well, you guys are both beautiful. Congratulations.
He gets up there and he's like,
Christmas time is here.
Time for fun and time for cheer.
People are like, why is Erica Jane here?
Christmas with Erica. Time for a hula hoop. So then Theodore number
Santa
two gets
baby.
Up.
Baby, I don't give a fuck.
Which is, by the way, how most of these speeches sounded after a while. Because at a certain point, they just were dropping F-bombs. Then, because Theodore II gets up there and he's like, I'm blessed. God bless Katie and Tommy. And everyone's blessed everyone. And then, then Theodore number one gets back up there. And he's like, you're a cool-ass motherfucker. And everyone's like, yeah, fuck that. And Sandoval gets up there and he's like, wow, everyone just fucking loves you, man. And then Stassi gets up there and is like, fuck yeah. Toast as fuck. Toast AF.
You're the most general couple. Like, you've taken care of me a million times. And then they have a montage of Stassi crying and everybody going, you're a bitch!
Was that Ray?
I wish they used that bitch montage again. That was so funny last week. Stassi's saying something completely normal and nice, and they intercut everybody like, you're a bitch, get out of my lives.
Yeah, that was an amazing moment.
Katie says, if you told me like 2 years ago that like Stassi Schroeder is like at our wedding giving us a toast, I would have said like, where's the toast? And why didn't she give me any toast? I love toast. Where's my toast? Montage.
What is this wedding you're speaking of?
So then we get a classic Sheena moment where everyone's dancing and having shots and the band comes on and they're called Harbor Party. And she's like,
they call themselves a yacht rock party. Like, I don't know if this is the kind of music they play on a yacht or if they have a yacht or if it's like Yahtzee. But like, I don't eat things with claws, so I'm not gonna dance.
Like, where's Lala if it's a yacht rock?
I don't like boats, so
I don't like boats and I don't like geology, so I don't like yacht rocks.
The scariest show on TV was Gilligan's Island. It's like that pretty girl stuck with all those nerds.
Like, they were going on a 3-hour tour. That's like a lot of tours.
That's why I quit singing. I don't like to tour.
You know, school is not for me, so I just don't want to be on an island with a professor.
I don't eat ginger snaps.
So Brittany and Jax go off and have their romantic moment. And she's like, you having fun?
And another day, another dollar.
Jax is like, listen, I don't think things are going well for us anymore. I'm just going to say it. She's like, commercial. Yeah. He's like, just kidding.
Yeah. It was basically nothing.
He's like, look, before, like a couple of years ago, I would have been fucking 30 other people. But we're at the point now where I'm drawing my eyebrows on. So I'm keeping you. It's not quite as easy as it used to be. I have drawn my eyebrows on. What? Who does that?
Yeah. Brittany's basically like,
JX!
He was about this close to getting his dick cut off and fed to the chickens.
I think now would be a really good time to mention something that we mentioned last week, but I feel like people didn't hear it. So I'm just going to reiterate it. Ronnie is from Texas. I'm from New York. We live in Los Angeles. And we really had no way of knowing that Versailles, Kentucky, is pronounced Versailles, not Versailles. Because we've gotten so many tweets and emails about it. And if we haven't responded to you, it's nothing against you. It's just that we've responded already to so many of them. So we get it. We understand. Far be it for us to ever once again refer to a city that's based off another city by the original city's name. We won't do it ever again. Versailles. Castle in Versailles.
Jax is like, oh, babe, that would never happen. Like, marriage for us is going to happen. Like, when? I don't know. I mean, whatever. Like, I just want you to know there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
She's like, there's a tunnel. We can get married in a tunnel.
We have a tunnel in Kentucky. It's called Tunnel.
Yeah, it's in the town of Marcellus. Me, Marseille. No, Marcellus.
He was on Big Brother. He got a lot of fans in Kentucky. So Lisa and Katie sit down to have their romantic talk, and she's like, congratulations, making it through all the pain. When are you going to have a baby, Katie? She's like, I can't be a pregnant waitress. Okay, obviously, you've never been to my hometown.
You've obviously never been to any cafes in Versailles.
Pregnant people can hold salt and pepper trays just as easily as non-pregnant people, Katie.
If anything, you have a little shelf. You just put one right on top. I don't remember. Was this where Ariana also was talking about how she loved the wedding? And she goes, you should have one.
Yeah. And she's like, Tom can wear the dress. He killed it. And Ariana actually said, there's a chance. I mean, there's a chance. And then Sheena's like, wait, I have a question. Where's my husband?
Literally. Fucking poor Sheena. You know, maybe Shay is like on the toilet reading a magazine or a newspaper, which of course is so Shay, because if he had any wits about him, he would know he could use the texture app. Am I right?
Oh my God. Texture.
Our good friend Texture, the preferred reading app for Vanderpump Rules. That is unverified. That is a claim I just made. It's unverified. Unverified.
Well, if they're smart. Just kidding. They're like, obviously not.
That's a big if. Listen, people. Here's the thing. We always talk about Texture, but we love Texture. We've been talking about Texture for years upon years, and that's because it's a good product. Basically, you know, people, you know, magazines are more than just something to flip through in the checkout line at the grocery store in Versailles, okay? They're informative, entertaining, and keep you up to date on news, social issues, and even give you the opinions and ideas from the world's best journalists, writers, and leaders. And now you can get all your favorite magazines in one app. Texture!
You know, there's magazines like People, Us Weekly, Esquires,
Bloomberg Markets,
Cat Fancy,
Diabetic Living.
These magazines are so expensive. It's stupid to go into a grocery store and pay $8 for a damn magazine when you can get all of those magazines on your little tiny little device, your phone, your iPad, whatever the hell you use. You know, these are something, you know, they don't pile up in the bathroom. Everybody reads on the pot. These are just, it keeps your bathroom tidy having Texture, okay? No one needs to see your crusty ass Men's Health on your toilet.
You know what? When your boyfriend is already shitting on the toilet with the door open, you know, the last thing you need is a pile of old dank magazine sitting there too. Get in the Texture app for only $9.99 a month, and you get over 200 magazines. And if you sign up right now with texture.com/crappins, you get a 14-day trial.
That's right. Why on earth would you subscribe to just a couple of magazines when you could have all the best ones on your smartphone or tablet all the time for way less?
JX Plus Texture was selected as one of Apple's top 2016 iPad apps.
That's right. Right now, Texture's offering our listeners a 14-day free trial. Just go to texture.com/crappins.
That's 14 days, JX, to try Texture for free when you go to texture.com/crappins.
Texture.com/crappins.
Another day, another app.
Another day, another magazine.
Another day, another... Another day, another issue of Hello Canada.
Canada, as we Canada. Call it in Kentucky.
Martha Stewart Weddings. I can't even butcher names in, as Brittany's voice. I'm like saying them properly, more or less.
So Ariana finishes talking to Sheena, and then Tom takes her aside because, you know,
yes,
every woman wants to get married at a wedding, you know, and Tom has a very feminine presence in life. So he's like, oh, bro, we need to talk, bro. And she's like, yeah, a mosquito just flew up my nose. And I thought, poor Sheena. Like, that's probably how everybody feels when they're done with the Sheena conversation.
I just like, I can feel its entire bodily wriggling up there. Good.
Good. Good.
How are you?
So he tells her about Lisa asking about the partnership, and he starts crying. And then Ariana starts crying, and he's like, I've been a bartender for years. I've always wanted my own bar, bro. And she's like, wow, it's really good to see him have a future outside, sir. I was like, it's literally a block away.
Yeah. Well, she's literally saying, just go a block away. She just wants him to literally step outside.
Yeah, I was in an old dildo shop.
So then they get really romantic, and he's like,
sweet. Oh, and look at what Lisa and Ken, and their priority is always each other, brah. And I've never found anyone worthy of reproducing with as you.
Ariana's like, what the fuck is happening?
Basically, he's saying,
your eyebrows are perfect, brah. Brah, I'm like not even mad about the time we were painting a wall and you got a drip on like the carpet because I care about you that much. Until I met you, kids were like so 20 years from now, bro. You put the bra in braid. Bra.
So he says,
oh, don't worry, I'm not gonna propose, bro.
And she's like, yeah, I never thought you'd be that tacky to propose at, you know, that tacky to propose at someone else's wedding, because gross. And he's like,
all right, well, I'll put that to the side, but like, to be real, would you want to get married at some point, bro?
She's like, I don't know. She's like, I can't shoot him down at a wedding. What if he starts crying? He's already like a heap on the floor.
Is Ariana mad? Yeah, she was a little bit like, my boyfriend's had too much to drink. He's getting emotional.
So over at the cake cutting, which is the next wedding event we go to, they almost have another fight because Tom Schwartz is drunk and smells like a lake, you know, because he didn't take a shower. And he's like, yeah, bubs, we're gonna cut the cake. And she's like, no, Tom, the bottom layers. And then he puts a little bit on her nose, and so she puts some on his face, but she's kind of mad. And then they're like, lick it off, man, lick it off. And he's like, yeah, I'm not really a nose guy.
And that's when Jax is like, come on, man. And he's like, you know, if it were me, I would have stuck her whole foot in it, which I was like, that's gross, but kind of hilarious.
I just wrote idiot. At this point in the season, my notes get less and less. I'm like, Jax, idiot.
Hey, JX, I got you one of them foot cakes. I can stick my foot right in it.
That's how he gets a pedicure. Tom, crazy robot dancing. Jax motorboats Brittany. Lisa and Stassi butt dance.
Everyone's dancing with someone. And then they cut to Sheena, like, alone. And I wrote the note, I am actively feeling sad for her.
Yeah, me too.
I'm still dancing on my own.
I think Robin and I get like totally get along because like we totally get each other.
I feel like Robin doesn't eat things with claws.
Robin and I both hate lobster and crabs. Hey, did you guys meet my new friend Robin? Yeah.
So Lisa pulls Tom over again, and
she goes, so did you think about what I said? I'm like, Lisa, it's been 10 minutes.
Oh, yes. Don't answer now. I'll check back in 1 minute.
Have you told Schwartzy we want to hire his face, darling? He has a certain joie de vivre.
Yeah. Oh, I got it wrong, because this is when she announced that she wants Schwartz to be the face of the wedding. Apologies, yeah. Everyone. And she's apologies.
Like, we'd call it Tom Tom. And I thought, this is so perfect because their name, both of their names are Tom. And also, she's literally giving them direction in their life, which is what a Tom Tom does.
Yeah.
So sweet.
And I can actually imagine a Tom Tom playing. Boom, 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 boom. Isn't that what they're called? Tom Toms?
Uh-huh.
And there's that song, Tom Tom Club, by the band, the Tom Tom Club.
Make a right. 20 feet. The Tom Tom Darling.
Darling. I also got excited at this point because they cut to someone at the wedding. And I was like, oh, my God, I know that person. I feel like I'm now at this wedding. I have an association with this wedding. I knew someone at the wedding. Isn't that crazy?
I now know someone with a suit that smells kind of like horse poop. I've made it. So they don't ask her how much they're going to be making, but you know it's $5 an hour. So Schwartz comes over and he's like, Bubba. She's like, darling. And he kisses her. And he's like, wow, it's like the first time I've ever kissed you just on one cheek. It's more Miami.
She's like, yes, I'm trying to ignore that. Anyway, so she's like, would you like to be a partner in Tom Tom? And he's like, what, Baba? No, too much. I can't.
There's so much pressure on me. Like, what if it fails? That's going to be on us. I was like, you just married Katie. Like,
yeah.
You can do this.
You already have embraced failure.
It's wearing a $15,000 dress over there.
Yeah. All you do is just stand there and go from table to table and make sure everyone's doing okay.
But I'll have to iron. I don't have to iron, right? He's allergic to commitment, and he's already married Katie. I don't want to push it. So Tom's getting mad. He's like, bro, are you busy in 3 months? Because if not, maybe you want to open up a bar called Tom Tom, bro. And he's like,
Lisa Vanderbilt. And Tom's like, oh, Baba, I don't know. Maybe I should do it, Baba. What do you think?
Yeah, bro. So now Stassi and Ariana. This is season finale. And, you know, it's where everybody airs their grievances before the month-long reunion party. Yes, so Stassi just goes right up to Ariana.
Ariana's taking a selfie.
Oh, we got a little robot noise there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're back again. You're back.
I'm back. Somehow there must have been a disturbance in the force. But, Ariana is taking a selfie. She's doing this big swooping selfie. And that's when Stassi comes up behind her and is like, why don't you ever put me in your Snapchats? And Ariana goes, oh, my phone died.
And Stassi says, do you still think I'm annoying? I mean, it just hurts my feelings when you're, like, so mean to me. And Ariana goes, well, if you suggest that my phone died because I don't want to put you in my Snapchat, that would make you pretty annoying. So I hope you're not about to say that.
Stassi's like, God, she's so good.
She's psychic. So Stassi keeps
psychic
trying.
Psychic AF.
She's like, it hurts my feelings when you're mean. So just like me. Just be nice to me. How about that? And she says, you know, my time is like, it's spent working and, you know, trying to develop new friendships. She goes, what's your point? She goes, I'm really doing the best I can, Stassi. I mean, trying to fit everything in. There's like Tom, like we have to schedule his braid person to come over. Like worrying whether that window unit, air conditioning unit is going to fall on our head. Like, how can I have a kid? Like, bartending, putting together this fucking cocktail book, like trying to develop new relationships. Like, whoa.
Even Stassi was like, yeah. Stassi was like, whoa. But then Stassi was like, I finally broke this bitch. Finally. Took me 5 seasons. However long it is.
The whore whisperer.
But they finally like reached this nice little understanding of each other where Ariana's like, yeah, I think Stassi's actually okay.
She's like, she's not as bad as I thought. I mean, she's not a total monster. And her way of making it, she's like, we're in a friendly place and we both love the same people. So, you know, just don't say I'm mean and don't say I'm mean again or I'll kill you. And Stassi goes, you would? How? And she says, it would be slow and it would hurt really bad. Stassi goes, well, maybe we have more in common than we think, because I love murder, too.
Whatever it takes.
That's like the most realistic beginning to a friendship we've seen. Now, of course, we know this is already over, because there was a Twitter war last week about something Stassi said on her podcast, and Ariana's like, ignorant! And then they got in a big, huge Twitter fight. So I guess that's already over. But, you know, I love the temporary peace wedding spring.
Yeah, that's nice. It's a nice feeling. Yeah. People feel a lot of emotions at weddings. That's why you always become Facebook friends with all these people and then never talk to them ever again.
Yeah. And then they show Sheena like, Shay! Shay!
She literally is Marsha Gay Harden in Mystic River walking around that parade at the end looking for Tim Robbins.
Scotty?
Whatever his name is. As Laura Linney watches coldly from the window.
So Kristen and, Tom.
Well, Tom like, has surprise. I brought my trumpet.
Now, I laugh because my uncle Michael always brings a little toy trumpet to weddings and does the exact same thing. So I was like, oh, Uncle Michael. And then I love that when Tom, whatever they're called, Harbor Party, they're playing Dance All Days and they're performing. And then Tom gets up there with his little trumpet and he blows some note out right in the ear of the saxophone player. And the guy's like, that was like my ear. Okay. That was my ear.
Musicians need that, brah.
Sorry, bro.
It's okay, brah.
Really, brah?
Seriously, brah.
Hey, brah.
So Kristen is making out with Carter's chin again. She's like, that's the sound of Kristen making out with a chin. And Carter goes, yeah, tonight is the night. She's like, I'm not ovulating.
I'm like, oh no. Yeah, we know that she's not ovulating because no alien has wound up on someone's face just yet.
No alien has come like crashing out of someone's stomach yet.
Yeah. Well, no, she's ovulating when we see Carter and he's lying on his back with a blob on his face for a week.
Yeah. And then their entire apartment is just full of slimy pods going like. All right. So then.
Yeah, afterwards, they're like hanging out. Some of the girls are hanging out inside the house. Some of the guys are hanging out. Stassi's like, I just want love, whatever. And then Schwartz tells Jax and Tom Sandoval, like, he's like, gosh, Bubba's, I really hate it when you guys were fighting. And Tom's like, well, Jax did fuck my girlfriend.
Jax is like, what? And goes,
three times.
Jax is like, it wasn't three times. Glad we got that settled. Oh, what a sweet friendship. So, yeah, then it switches back and forth between the girls. Like, remember when we were, like, Pinteresting weddings, and then Tom would come home, and then he'd be like, what are you doing? We'd be like, Pinteresting weddings. And then, just cut back and forth. It was actually really sweet. And then Katie, Tom, Lisa, Ken, and the dogs all sit together. This is where I noticed the big teardrop coming out of the butt dress. and she signs the wedding certificate. And Tom Schwartz, it's really, really official. And then, let's see, Katie tells us, she's like, you know, like, I really want people to look at Tom and I as, like, the couple that's perfect together. And I really hope that they look at us like the couple that can fight for it. And I really hope people can see that we're, like, a couple that's, like, married now. And I hope people can see. Why is everything about, like, every dream you have is how other people feel about you? That's so sad, Katie. My God.
I know.
Well, and then I put, that's really sad. I want to hug Katie. She has a tampon coming out of the back of her dress. So thank you, dress, for stopping me from feeling things.
So 3 months later.
3 months later.
Doodly doot, doodly doot, doodly doot.
That was Lisa Vanderpump doing the Wayne's World.
Doodly doo, darling. Lionel Richie wrote that for me.
Lionel. You know, we're both visionaries, Lionel and I. So Sheena is driving to Villa Rosa. She's in a tizzy. Basically, we've learned that Shay has gone missing for 6 days, and he hasn't stayed with her for 2 weeks.
And she's also calling right outside Lisa's house, and she calls her, and she's like,
Sheena, I mean, Lisa, this is Sheena, and I just wanted you to know, it's been a rough morning, so I apologize for being late. See you in a second.
As the gate opens, like, Sheena, you're here, Sheena. So Vanderpump's like,
do I know what this is about?
She's like, there's a lot of things I found out recently.
And she's like, I've heard rumblings, darling. I have texture.
I've been sitting on the pot reading all the rumors about Shay on People from Texture.
I've been reading about your relationship in Cat Fancy, as they would say in Kentucky, darling.
I've been reading about you and Shay in Men's Not Fitness.
So Sheena's like,
all summer I've been acting like it's peachy keen. But I've been lying to my friends and myself.
Today, there is someone sent Sheena a tweet that was like, oh, Sheena, you're such a faker. You lied all season. Shut up. And she goes,
I did not lie. Like, I seriously thought we were in a good place. So troll somewhere else.
Just like, you know, every time I told people that we're in a good place, I literally meant, like, I really liked our apartment. It was, like, a good place.
It was the only place that could fit all of my printed canvases from every angle.
I like that Lisa just cut to the core of it. It was like, since you've been married, it's been bullshit, hasn't it? She's like, yeah.
It's all been bullshit.
So basically, Shay, has been out of there. And Vanderpump's like, dump him, that's it, darling. So Sheena says that she knows that he's doing Adderall. Like, she knows he's back on drugs. And he's been doing Adderall and staying with his band. And she's like,
I want him to look me in the eye and tell me you're not looking for anything. I dare him!
So cut to, you know.
And by the way, I just want to say that, by the way, remember how Shay was having that extreme sun sensitivity in New Orleans and at the wedding and everything? That's a total side effect of Adderall.
Oh, it is?
I looked it up. I was like, I wonder if that sun sensitivity, and I looked it up. It's like, people who use Adderall should, like, be careful about being in the sun. If you look it up, I Googled.
And don't go into lake water.
Some people have sun sensitivity if they're on Adderall. So, Shay, your own face and skin betrayed you.
It betrayed you. So betrayed we go over to, like, Tarzana or wherever the hell. And, Sheena's, like, sitting there in that big chair with the monster cup holders in between them, like they're Joey and Chandler, you know, finally with $1,000 in their pocket, able to buy comfortable chairs in their apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Those couches are so disturbing to me.
I know. I'm like, Sheena, you should just be so happy you get to get rid of those super broach couches.
Yeah. So Shay returns, and Sheena's on her phone texting, of course, and he sits down on the other side of the, you know, extra large big gulp sweet tea or whatever. And she's like,
oh, I didn't even hear you walk in.
Stupid Sheena. She goes, did you pierce your ears? And he's like, yeah, it was kind of a dare, but I kept it. I just she kept goes, writing LOL that couch.
She just goes, Carl. I was like, is this Chekhov right here? This is like the most captivating dialogue of all time.
It's official. He's been inside a girl named Claire's.
Oh, that's fine. I've been seeing someone named Spencer's.
At least mine was innocent. It was just a fart cushion, Shay. Sit down again. Do it again.
It's like you put it on a soft chair, Sheena. It doesn't work. So, yeah, it's like super awkward. And she's like, why didn't you come home? And he's like, because I needed to figure things out without involvement from everybody else. But, like, I missed you the whole time. And I realized I can't be without you. And he starts crying. And she's like,
yeah.
Shay, you never listen.
He goes, yeah, but I got your attention, right? And I've been trying for so long. And I can't be happy without you.
I'm like, shut the fuck up, Shay. Honestly, shut the fuck up. You know, the first time when you disappeared or went away or whatever, that's one thing. But, you know, you can't build a marriage off of, you know, disappearing for 6 days and not saying anything. That's bullshit. Sheena does not deserve that. If you have issues, you got shit that you need to sort out, you got to loop her in. But if you disappear, like, one time, you were allowed to do that one time. when you were high on drugs, okay? And now, well, you're high on drugs again. It doesn't, but you don't get to do it a second time and then act like you got to figure stuff out. And then you put the blame on Sheena saying, oh, well, it got your attention. I mean, admittedly, Sheena probably does talk over you and does not listen to you at all. But that's on you. And you knew that when you married her.
Yeah. And also, beyond leaving for 6 days, he cleared the account.
Yeah.
Like,
how about that,
Shay? He took $7,000 damn. And she's like, that was for equipment. Do you promise? I'm like, Adderall does not cost $7,000. I mean, that's a lot of damn Adderall if he's doing that.
Exactly. And he's sitting there crying, saying, you know, like, but no, I love you. Like, I realize how much I love you. Like, no, that's bullshit. You realize how much you loved her money. And on top of that, you realize that you're wrong now. I mean, this is definition of crocodile tears.
Yeah, he knows he's really in trouble. I mean, when they're shooting 3 months later to get something to put in the show, he knows he's fucked when he has to show up at home, you know?
Yes.
And so, of course, he's crying because he's like, where am I going to live? So he says he tries the whole guilt thing, which, you know, we hear every time there's someone still using. Hate to say it. But yeah,
it's true.
He's saying it's an easy, you know, I've always been an easy scapegoat because everybody's labeled me as a druggie. Like, I've been labeled as a druggie. I'm like, that's like milk getting mad that it's in a carton that says milk.
Yeah.
I mean, you were labeled that way because you're a druggie. It's not like people made you a druggie and then labeled you. You came that way and they labeled you.
You know why you're an easy scapegoat? Because you went away for 6 days and cleared out her bank account and didn't tell her where you were. That's what makes you an easy scapegoat. Shay.
Yeah, stupid. And she's sorry, you're not on drugs. And he goes, no, and don't disrespect me, you know?
He's like, yeah, see, no one talks to me with respect as his skin is literally burning off from Adderall sun exposure.
Yeah. He's like, none of your friends have ever respected me. I'm like, they tried to help you climb that rope that time.
Yeah.
Okay,
thank
you're right.
You.
Okay, you're right.
But then he's like, she's like, I don't support you. And he goes, not beyond financially. I'm like, oh, just that? Just that she supports you financially?
Jesus.
Like, is that supposed to be like just some afterthought? Like, she got you a bagel one day. If she's supporting you financially, that means she's paying rent. She's paying for everything. And that's a lot of a burden to put on a waitress. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and always has been. And you've never, ever had a fucking job. You whiny piece of shit.
Yeah. What is your job, Shay?
He
aside from
have
selling
one.
Adderall.
He does not have one. He's never had one. It's making music, bruh. So she goes, I talked to Lisa. He's like, I don't give a shit about her. I was like, oh, girl, you are just begging to get kicked off this show forever.
Yeah. So he says that he's been spending all this time at the studio because it's his passion. He's been staying up late at night. It's my passion.
And he's like, I hope you can find passion one day for anything like I have for that. I really hope that for you. Have you not seen her eyelashes? She has passion. Those things came easy. That was a lot of work, sir.
Excuse me, sir. Maybe you should be a customer at Sir, and you would see the passion Sheena has for good service.
Yeah, she is still trying to sell Chilean sea bass all these years later.
Even though it's really called toothfish.
Would you guys like a Chilean fish without claws? Mm.
But yeah, so he says this, he's being all of a sudden very condescending about his passion. And yet, by the way, he has nothing to show for his passion. And so then I love that Sheena's response is both like condescending, naive, and also cuts to the core of everything. And she goes,
I just don't know how you guys stay up all night not doing drugs.
And then he just kind of looks around the room. Like, he looks at himself facing away from himself in the printed canvas.
She's kind of got him.
Yep. And she's like, this is not the man I married. I mean, kind of, except that one had less facial hair and a lot more fat. But still, Shay! And she says, this has been tainted from day one, and we're done on paper, legally, financially, carfully, printed canvasfully. I'm meeting a lawyer.
Michelangeli?
Yeah, then Shay starts sobbing, and I feel nothing, you motherfucker.
Felt nothing.
Get out of there.
I was so proud of her because he was giving her, like, you know, he was crying, he was being vulnerable. He was doing all the stuff that we've seen so many girls on these shows fall for time and time again. And
we've seen her fall for that so many times with him.
Especially since she is the one who wants that fairy tale marriage and family and happily ever after, and she's the queen of brushing things under the rug. You know, this, it seemed like if anyone was going to fall for it, it would have been Sheena. And so I was so proud of her. I'm really proud of you, Sheena, that you were basically like, no, fuck it. Because even if you are telling the truth, I can't trust you anymore. And this marriage is fucked now. And like, good for her for not dragging you out into like endless scenes of counseling for next season. Like, she just was like, fuck it. Ending this, going to go get boned by a hot guy now.
Well, not only that, but she's dating his friend. I mean, she was dating a guy before Shay that is friends with Shay and then started dating Shay and is now back to the other guy.
Well, you know, good for her. And then I like then she basically is like, you can pack up your stuff. And she goes, oh, and by the way, Shay, your room is a fucking disaster. Per use.
Why does he have his own room? That's so, this whole marriage is so weird. She's like, you need to pack. There's suitcases.
Well, maybe it was like a
closet.
Do not take
the metallic giraffe.
And that's how this season ended on actually a super depressing but empowering note.
Pretty much the best was that it ended with him crying, rolling a bright purple shiny suitcase out.
Yeah. And I thought, how awkward. There's like a cameraman just sitting there in this room while he's packing up his clothes to leave.
You even have to use Sheena to get your shit out of her apartment, you fucking loser.
It reminded me of season one of Vanderpump Rules when Stassi, I believe, moved out of Jax's apartment and was like, this is supposed to be the best summer ever.
There is, you know, Shay does have something to show for his passion. Actually, there's a sound, because it's on SoundCloud.
He made a sound effect.
There's a sound. There's a song that he has out on SoundCloud that someone posted a couple weeks ago, and I listened to it, and it made me even more angry in this scene, because he's like, fuck your friends, fuck Lisa. But of course, the song, who's it about? Everybody on Vanderpump Rules, you know? Jesus. Like, he mentions, like, ballin' like Jax. And it's just so
that's
sad.
Sad. Yeah, that's really sad. Well, you know what? He will probably bottom out again, and he'll wind up back in Azusa, and who knows?
Yeah.
Well, look forward to renting a car from him from Hertz.
Everyone
someday.
Was saying, I went on Twitter just to see what people were saying about that scene, like to see whose side they were on. And of course, there's a lot of people who are like, "Yeah, good for you getting away from Sheena. She's so awful." And that really annoyed me. And then there were a couple that said, what a horrible way to end the season. That was so depressing. I think that's the most liberating, beautiful way to end the season. Getting rid of some user piece of shit, you know?
I was really proud of Sheena. I thought, you know what, for all the jokes we've been making and like, oh, poor deluded Sheena, for her to sort of take back control of the situation and be like, fuck you, get off my show.
And it's almost paying karma in a way because Sheena came into the picture because she dated Eddie Cibrian and was kind of a user and a hanger-on. And then she ended up trying to clean up by marrying a user and a hanger-on. So I feel like your karma is now at about even, Sheena. So good luck. Yeah. Good luck to you, darling.
Good luck, darling. Good luck.
Unfortunately, I can't open a restaurant called Shea Shea.
It actually would have been Shea Shea. She was Sheena Shea. Sheena Shea and Shea.
Tom Tom Shea Shea. Gigi, would you like a job at Shea Shea? Lala, you can work at Tom Tom. And for us, it's time to go.
This has been a great season of Vanderpump Rules. We've still got about a month left with reunion, so not time to cry yet, guys. We'll be back.
Don't cry. We'll be back next week to talk some reunion with Marcos Luevanos. And then tomorrow, guess what we're talking about? Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yes, the Real Housewives. So we will see you tomorrow.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.